This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love this text from a listener from last hour.
Here's what I tell everyone.
I have an immigration document from the late 1800s in the state of North Dakota. It's for a distant relative, and it states that he has been a decent citizen of North Dakota for the last 5 years. Decent citizen. Wouldn't you love that label, Kev?
Yeah.
You are a decent citizen.
I think I am.
And so it says you've been a decent citizen of North Dakota for the last 5 years, and then therefore are awarded citizenship. So, listener says apparently nobody does that anymore.
No. Citizen, what's that all? What's that mean?
Continuation of our conversation from last hour. So, Tony Fauci is giving his last address.
Get over it.
At the White House today.
We are quite over it.
And we're not opting in, we're opting out of Dr. Tony Fauci. And instead, welcome to the program, Dr. Peter McCullough, internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist who is practicing in Texas and has been one of the foremost experts on the COVID-19 SARS infection and the facts. Dr. McCullough, welcome back. How are you? Can you hear me, Dr. McCullough? I hear him, but he doesn't hear me.
Yeah, I do.
Now you do. Hey, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again, and glad to have you back. I still think fondly of your trip to Fargo and the massive crowd that came out to hear you speak. You're loved in this part of the United States of America, and we're opting out of Fauci today, so we thought we'd have a conversation with you instead, okay?
Well, you know, you can read Fauci's departure notice on the NIH website. He was a longstanding division director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And of interest, on that departure notice, which he describes his career, there's no mention of COVID-19, as if it never happened.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah. That's what do you make of that?
I think it tells a lot. You know, most people would view that, you know, he had his greatest public health impact in the COVID-19 pandemic, even more so than HIV. HIV quickly got into the realm of, you know, academic physicians and clinical trials and you know, new pharmaceuticals. Fauci didn't have much of a role in AIDS, but he had a role in SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. And I think the fact that he doesn't mention it certainly indicates he doesn't view it. It was a highlight of his career. You could say that charitably.
Yeah. What do you expect he's going to talk about today? We don't have.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I hear you still, but sounds like you didn't hear my question. What do you expect him to talk about today?
Yeah, I expect him to talk about the tenure, his long tenure career in the NIH as an administrator and. You know, the advances that have been made in allergy and infectious diseases. I think he'll try to put, you know, rose glasses on. But we're really facing a pandemic that hasn't ended, a vaccine program that's failed broadly, and I mean, Americans really have held him responsible.
Dr. McCullough, isn't calling this a vaccine a stretch, though? I mean, I've heard, you know, the experimental gene therapy, DNA altering. What do you say to that? I mean, as far as DNA altering, for example, there's a lot of nefarious news coming out about this vaccine, I say in air quotes.
It's true. Well, the vaccines are classified as gene transfer technologies, and they should fall into the 2015 FDA regulatory guidance on gene transfer technologies. So they should have had extensive testing, particularly for transfer of genetic material in secretions from one person to another. A recent paper by Van Noon and colleagues points this out. The vaccine, the messenger RNA vaccine, been in development by DARPA, a unit of the military, since 2011. It's under the ADEPT P3 program. You can find it on their website, Scott. It's readily available. So the military, in developing messenger RNA vaccines, has had a long time to actually understand them. And these critical research steps weren't done at all. And now there's two disturbing papers, one by Alden and colleagues from Sweden, and then a second one by Kerry Gopalis and myself and others, laying the groundwork. But it looks like the vaccines, because they last so long, messenger RNA lasts so long in the human body, that it reverse transcribes to an enzyme called MIND-1, an endogenous enzyme. And it permanently installs the genetic code for Pfizer or Moderna into human cells. And like I say, this is a very disturbing finding. The CDC said this would never happen, but in fact it does.
Dr. Peter McCullough with us today on the program. If you have a question or comment, text us 701-237-1590. You can call us at 271-1100, 271-1100. I heard some news recently that you had been the subject of an attack from your peers or your credentialing agency. Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
This is really a form of a scandal, Scott. I have to tell you, what we learned is that Pfizer and Moderna had been contracting and are contracting with a very large PR firm called Weber Shandwick. Weber Shandwick's part of the IPG group. It's a huge conglomerate. And so Weber Shandwick was basically doing the PR and marketing for these investigational vaccines, which in alone by itself, that's against the regulatory law, because the Truth in Advertising, the Lanman Act, and the U.S. Drug Cosmetic Act should apply to all biopharmaceutical products. These were under emergency use authorization. Weber Shandwick was promoting these. They had an embedded unit within the CDC, and Rand Paul has sent off a letter October 25th to Walensky. CDC had actually paid Weber Shandwick $53 million. Rand Paul says, you can't do this. You can't have two companies marketing your vaccines within your offices at the CDC. But it goes worse than that Weber Shandwick had an entire corporate program that infiltrated companies across America pushing the vaccines. And it looks like they have also been linked to the American Board of Internal Medicine, which is one of the board credentialing agencies, which should be free of any pharma influence. And now we have the CEO of Richard Barron of the American Board of Internal Medicine presenting with Aliyah Mohsen and Mr. Walid of BlackBerry AI and Weber Shandwick. They're all together at the South by Southwest conference in Austin in a few months. So they're collaborating together. And how it involves me is the American Board of Maternal Medicine has voted in a committee meeting to decredential me from both my internal medicine residency and my cardiology fellowship, despite a perfect clinical track record. They've done this because they've accused me of COVID misinformation. And this was, they violated every rule of evidence. They went ex post facto to my Texas Senate testimony, which was perfectly cited. I did the best in answering the senator's questions. They didn't provide equal protection. I think they targeted me using this special AI technology from this company called Blackbird AI that Weber Shandwick was affiliated with. They provided evidence after they had already convicted me as misinformation. And now I have to go through an extensive appeal process, get attorneys, get witnesses. And some of the witnesses I'm going to call now are employees of this marketing firm. So I can tell you, Senator Rand Paul is working very hard on the conflict of interest and the fraud within the offices of the CDC. And then my case is probably going to be held up as a national issue of how can the pharmaceutical companies work with a marketing firm to target doctors and then ruin their careers.
Wow. And how long a process is that appeal for you?
It's unknown, and it's still not. It's not judged by an unbiased set of people, you know, of peers. It's actually, in a sense, a kangaroo court held by the American Board of Internal Medicine. So I anticipate I'll be fully stripped of my credentials, and then I'm going to have to go into the U.S. State or federal court system and try to navigate from there. But it's certainly been very injurious to me. I've done my best to testify in the U.S. Senate, multiple state senates. I have 60 peer-reviewed publications on SARS-CoV-2. I've been laser accurate with the information. I cite the peer-reviewed literature. Under no circumstances can any of my statements be considered disinformation or misinformation.
Unbelievable. Short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough about China's lockdown surge and talk a little bit about what that might mean for the U.S. This man has been a beacon of truth through the COVID era and continues to be persecuted for it. Dr. Peter McCullough, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More of our conversation with him after this. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Catchin Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Catchin Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind brought to you by Action Movers, the number one mover in this region. Veteran-owned, family-owned, they're the best. Professionally trained, background-checked. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Call them at 701-566-5532, 566-5532. If you mention Scott, you can take advantage of a great offer. So remember to take advantage of that as well. Back with Dr. Peter McCullough. So Here's a few headlines I'm reading. A new coronavirus variant has taken over, sparking concerns of a winter surge. That's from the Boston Globe. Boston television outlet says new COVID variant becomes predominant strain in Massachusetts. That coupled with China's three-week COVID case tally tops 253,000. Daily average is rising. What do you make of these headlines?
Scott, I commented on the Boston Globe piece today, actually under fraud alert, just so you know. It's correct that the BA4 and BA5 subvariants, the ones that were the targets of the new bivalent vaccine, those strains are now rapidly gone away. So the most recent vaccine is now missing the target. The new strains are called BQ1 and BQ11. But why the Boston Globe was a fraud is they were saying that the new vaccines were going to cover the new strains. The new vaccines have not even been tested in human beings. They have no idea if they can cover the new strains. And there's a paper by Q and colleagues that have actually examined whether or not antibodies against BA4 and BA5 would cover BQ1 and 11, and the answer is no. So, yeah, we are going to see another surge of a new strain. The good news is if someone's already had COVID, as shown in a paper by Chin and colleagues, when they get this new strain, there is a negligible risk of hospitalization and death. It's like a common cold.
So much ado about nothing in Boston.
Well, it's much ado about nothing, but the Boston Globe reporter, Ryan, I believe, he had no business stating that the new vaccines were going to provide any assurance. It's basically fraudulent reporting, trying to get people to go out and take more vaccines. Right now, 90% of Americans have given up on the vaccines. They're not taking them, and that's according to the CDC tracker data.
What do you make of that stat? 90% of Americans giving up on the vaccine now at this point?
They've been burned. You know, most people have taken the vaccine. They've gotten COVID anyway, like Fauci and Walensky, President Biden, so many public figures. It's obvious the vaccines never stopped COVID. They never stopped transmission. And there's never been a randomized placebo-controlled trial showing the vaccines reduced hospitalization and death as a primary secondary endpoint. There's no valid retrospective studies. The only thing that prevents hospitalization and death is having COVID earlier, so natural immunity, and then seeking early treatment. And the early treatment's improved greatly over the years. And so right now, in my practice, I manage patients. I think I have somebody now with a new variant, actually in the Northeast. And it was a little rough. It was rougher than the prior Omicron. But it was his first infection, and he got through it fine with the McCullough protocol.
McCullough protocol. Remind folks what that is.
McCullough protocol, you can find it on my website, petermccullohmd.com. It's also the basis of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons Home Treatment Guide, aapsonline.org. But it's the use of a variety of interventions to handle the virus at home, including the virucidal nasal washes, dilute povidone iodine, dilute hydrogen peroxide, nutraceuticals and supplements, and then the oral drugs that we need to get somebody through the illness.
The other headline I asked you about is Beijing seeing record COVID cases as the China outbreak spirals. These are, again, mainstream media headlines, but what about that?
COVID is inevitable in people, and I think the mistake the Chinese are making is they've taken a COVID zero policy, and they continue to try to have this occur. They think COVID can be stamped out like some other disease that's going to go to zero. That's not the case. Everybody's going to get COVID once or twice. It's become endemic, like a form of the common cold, like other coronaviruses. And these newsreels, Scott, of the Chinese wearing hazmat suits and tackling each other in the street and spraying their shoes with disinfectant, it tells you the Chinese have really lost their minds over this COVID zero approach. It's not going to work.
Listener says, please ask Dr. McCullough how it's possible that China only had 5,220 deaths total for COVID, and the U.S. had 1.1 million. It doesn't really seem right.
You know, the reporting of deaths, let's take the United States, which we know about, also Italy and other countries in Europe. The United States, by CDC estimates, is 10% of the total number actually died directly due to COVID, and 90% died with COVID and other concomitant illnesses. And it's just the way the death coding goes on. So if we've had a million American deaths, that means really 100,000 directly due to COVID. Italy thinks the number's more like 3% directly due to COVID. So, China may have a different way of coding the deaths. In the United States, we overcoded the deaths to be, in a sense, conservative with COVID relief funding to hospitals. In China, they may have directly undercoded death.
Interesting. Listener says, this doctor is very interesting. Does he feel that Fauci should be in jail?
That's going to be determined according to the legal proceedings that are going to move forward. There will almost certainly be filings against the CDC, NIH, and FDA. In fact, the FDA right now is in federal court in a case of Dr. Merrick, Dr. Bowden, and Dr. Apter on the FDA's basically influence on the non-use of ivermectin when it should have been used in the hospital and in outpatients. So the FDA is in court right now. We think the other agencies will be in court, and then that will bring in Fauci. And so it's really up to the legal proceedings and the charges. There is so much wrongdoing, Scott, that I think there's enough there for most of the officials to spend time in jail.
What do you make of the died suddenly of movement, where people are chronicling just how many people have died suddenly?
There's a new movie out, a documentary by Stu Peters, Died Suddenly, and Dr. Asim Malhotra, a leading UK cardiologist, and myself have a brief documentary out. It's called Until Proven Otherwise. And I think the way to think about this is that we now know that heart damage with the vaccines is so common that a scar can form in the heart, and that can be the basis for an abnormal heart rhythm and then a sudden cardiac death, a collapse. And the two times it seems to happen is during like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning during sleep and then during athletics because of a surge of internal catecholamines, adrenaline, and other stress hormones, that this myocarditis, of which now there are peer-reviewed papers clearly documenting fatal myocarditis and fatal sudden death due to the vaccines, and then the large number of people dying, and what we've said in this documentary is said until proven otherwise. Malhotra and I have said, when someone dies and there's no preceding illness, there's no car accident, suicide, drug overdose, no apparent cause of death, it is due to the vaccine and subclinical myocarditis and sudden death until the family comes out and tells us otherwise. If the family comes out and says, no, they didn't take the vaccine or they died of another condition, fine. But when the family stays silent, we should assume that it's due to the vaccine at this point in time.
Very interesting. Dr. Peter McCullough, always wish you well, and thank you for the time today. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Talk again soon. Love our conversations with Dr. Peter McCullough. Thanks for the questions and comments as well. Take a break. When we come back, the money man is in the house. Brian Cronk will join us on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
It's been more than a week since four University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide have said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
One of the country's largest railroad unions says that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and moving closer to a strike as soon as early December. Union leaders said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. Four out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposed contract. Eight have ratified the deal. Monday Night Football last night in Mexico City, San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Tater Tot hot dish today is a hot item. That's some home cooking, plus grab-and-go convenience. Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon, NP Avenue, and the 12th Avenue PetroServe USA store today. Swedish meatballs or chicken, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken tenders, that is, along with Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Spaghetti with garlic bread in Harwood today, and pulled pork on 45th. They also have home cooking, grab-and-go specials in Yulin and in Valley City. Home cooking headquarters, PetroServe USA. You just tell them that Scott sent you. Brian Kroc is here from Collins and Kroc, the money man. There's your walk-on music.
I got to walk slowly, I guess.
Is that what they call this? Can't walk on,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, you're walk up. Yeah, walk
you're
on.
Walk,
yeah,
up, walk on, yeah.
Great to be here.
Exactly right.
Glove up, baby.
Right on. He's walking up to the microphone right now. Brian Kroc, hello, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic. The market is higher again today. We continue to climb, and the sun is shining in Fargo. I like that, too. It's a great day to be here.
Thanksgiving week. Yeah, a lot to love about this week, and you're right about the sunshine. That's just beautiful out there. So Brian is here every month, and we do a little money talk on the program, monthly money talk with Brian. You mentioned the market being up. You called the market rally a few weeks ago.
Indeed.
And then it happened, and what's happened since?
Well, it's interesting. So last week I had pointed out that we were right at a resistance level, and I was a little disappointed in those election results. I was expecting, I don't even mean that from a political standpoint. I was just expecting more gridlock. So originally a few weeks ago when we talked about, hey, I think we've seen a short-term bottom here and the market should go up, I thought we'd see that kind of rally all the way through year-end and have, a 2 to 3 month nice uptick in the market. And I said the one caveat in there is the election. If it doesn't go well, specifically, the market loves gridlock. We like it when there's a status quo and there's not a lot of changes coming out of Washington. And having not got a whole lot of gridlock, we didn't get a lot of that tightening up yet. I was a little bit worried about where we would go. Last week, we started running into some resistance where sellers had typically come in and just pounded things down again. And what's ended up happening is the market has just continued to plow through that, which really looks good. So I feel really good about where we're at. I love this market. It's a great time to be invested here. And I think we're going to continue this through the holiday season into year end.
So does the market see this as gridlock?
It must. So I think we've got enough gridlock to slow things down. We're also getting some signs of life that, hey, maybe inflation is finally peaking. And I think the celebration for that may be premature, but the market doesn't care right now. We were so oversold, so ready for, some upward movement that between a lighter inflation number and a little bit of gridlock, we're celebrating and moving higher.
So how do you see it finishing the year?
So I think we finish up. I think we're going to continue through the first of the year. And then coming into next year, that's where I think the big question mark is, because if we continue at this pace upward, we're probably going to get to be overbought on the short term, which is just a technical term that talks about the momentum has just swung too much the other direction. And then they'll be due for some profit taking probably right after year end or even right into year end. So a lot of people are carrying losses as we go into year end, and they wouldn't mind booking some of those profits maybe in that last week of the year or something like that. So we'll see. But I think now, you know, Thanksgiving's generally a good week. I had a new stat for you, Scott.
Let's have it.
Thanksgiving week, the market averages just in the 1 week up about 0.5%, which just for comparison, the normal market average being up is about 0.1%. So Thanksgiving week is generally pretty good, and everybody loves the holiday season. We're out shopping, we got Christmas music, and so the market usually does good during the holiday season. I think as we get really close to Christmas, that's where some of that profit taking could come in. Otherwise, right after that January 15th time frame.
Very nice. Is it still a good buying time?
It's definitely a good buying time. But you have to know what you're buying. So if you kind of watch what happens, so when this market first started to head upward, what did we see? We saw a lot of those beaten down names. So the tech stocks that we were selling a couple of years ago already, you know, some of those things had started moving higher. And we haven't been adding to those. In fact, we've mostly been selling into strength. And so if you look at what's working right now, those energy names, that's been a place that we can make some money. It's kind of volatile. We got a little bit of scary, weird news yesterday, and energy stocks dropped. It seems like they recovered by the end of the day. So there's certainly volatility there. But the other group that's interesting to watch is the industrials. I mean, we're seeing steel and metals and things like that. Steel, aluminum, copper, all of those things have been heading higher just in this last week. And so, yeah, it's not your typical names that we've been talking about for the last couple of years. It's entirely new groups, industrial groups, what I call the dirty groups. Those are the things where we're making the gains, and that's why it's so important that you have a portfolio manager that's nimble and is moving in and out of these types of groups rather than just going back and buying the old names, the Googles and the Apples, because those had sort of a dead cat bounce, but they haven't really gone anywhere since then.
Love that dead cat bounce.
Right. A lot of great phrases on Wall Street.
Just a visual there. You mentioned energy stocks down. Why?
So we actually got a little bit of spooky news out of Saudi Arabia yesterday just saying, hey, we're going to flood the market with some oil here because we think that's necessary. And that's right after they had just recently said, hey, we're all going to be doing cuts. They love to come out and say things like that from the podium, and it shakes up some of these groups. The oil and oil stock traders love that because you'll see those stocks either spike or kind of, you know, go down a bit in a day like that and take out people who had, you know, stop orders or good till canceled orders that are in there. And so it's great from a trading standpoint. And that's really the kind of market we're in, Scott, is more of a trader's market. So people who own just a broad index or very broad mutual funds, they're not seeing a lot of gains. They're seeing more just stagnation. People who have a more concentrated portfolio or a more tactical portfolio, like the types that we run, where we're moving in and out of some of those groups, we're taking advantage of those swings in oil, and that makes all the difference in this market.
So somebody that's been on the sidelines, just, you know, watching the market plow down and waiting for it to come back up, is this a good time to get back in?
So, yeah, we've advised people shouldn't be necessarily on the sidelines. So our portfolios, you know, we take profits that time. We might be more tactical in holding some of that money that we take off the table to the side and wait for better buying opportunities. But we're 90, 95% invested, depending upon which strategy of ours that you have. And so this is the kind of market rally, this these fast movements that just underscores that idea that you don't want to be all one way or the other. You don't want to be just entirely on the sidelines because you're missing this. So just since we talked in your program last month and things have moved higher, you know, depending upon which index you look at, we're up anywhere from 10 to 15%. And so those people who were on the sidelines have missed a whole lot of that. So now you say, well, gee, do they come in right now? We're talking about, you know, maybe another month of this before we start to run into some new, you know, resistance or wind in our faces. That's tough to say. So new money that we're getting right now, there are things on our buy list that we're putting to work right away. But there's a whole lot of things that have already run up so far that we'd hold that portion to the side. But there again, that's why I don't like people to be, you know, entirely one way or the other. We don't want to be sitting on the sidelines because you miss some of these huge moves in the market.
Just got a little bit of breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. It says Western countries will seek to agree to a price cap on Russian oil, with officials discussing a limit around $60 a barrel. What do you make of that?
Oh, my goodness. It's really interesting. So I had an opportunity about, 6 weeks ago to speak to an oil trader who's in this market, and he talked about a price cap. And I said, how could they even do that? Because, you know, you can see Russia just saying, well, no, I'm just going to go around you, and I'm going to sell to these guys for whatever I can get. And so I really sort of called him on the carpet for that. And he put me in my place. He says, you know what's going to happen? You're going to see these European countries get together, and they're going to work on this, and they're going to use oil tankers to do that. So Russia still has to put that oil on an oil tanker and float it around the world to whoever that buyer is. Every one of those oil tankers needs to buy oil tanker insurance so we don't have another Exxon Valdez type of an incident. And then what they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, you've got to cap that price, say who your buyer is, and not buy it above a certain price, or we're not going to sell you that insurance. So we'll see if this works. So I think that the oil market, particularly when you start talking Russia versus some of the Middle Eastern countries and Iran included, there's a whole bunch of cheating. Those guys are experts in cheating. So we'll see how this works. But, you know, they thought they had a pretty foolproof method for capping that. So I'm very curious.
Yeah, interesting. And it's a way for Russia in the middle of this mess with Ukraine to get back in the game a little bit. That's how they see it anyway, right?
Yes, well, it's interesting. So we kind of throw them a lifeline like that in the middle of a war when they're sort of being a bad actor. And, you know, there's so many problems with that. So part of it is economic. We need their energy. We need their natural gas, et cetera. But there's also just the problems of what does that say politically. We also don't want to push Russia into a corner. We don't want to cut them off completely because, you know, if you look back at the Great Wars, mostly there are countries that were feeling that they had no other options. And so we don't want to expand this war. But, yeah, I think they're playing with fire there. I tell you what, I'm really glad I'm not the one making those calls. We're just going to observe what goes on in those markets and try to make money on that.
Yeah, hopefully they'd consider Bakken crude instead of...
There you go. I like the sounds of that.
Instead of bad guy crude from Russia. Anything else on sector or group strength you want to cover?
Well, it's interesting to me. So we've seen a lot of strength just recently in gold and precious metals. And, you know, we've talked about that on your program before. And I've not always been a great fan of the precious metals group. There's times to own them and times not to. And one of the common things is in times of high inflation, typically you'd want to own gold. Well, guess what? That has not worked at all this time around. We've seen inflation increasing, ramping up, getting to be prolonged, and gold has been just going down and down, partly due to dollar strength. So the dollar started weakening here this last month. And so that's helped out gold. But what's really been interesting is to watch as the crypto world, so the Bitcoins and the Ethereums and the million other little coins, the Shiba Inus, as these things turn out going broke and sort of frazzled and the companies that trade them start to go out of business, we're seeing a perk up in gold as well. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just the weak dollar or if it's maybe some money that's coming out of those cryptocurrencies that was supposedly the new gold and it's going back into the old gold. But it's been interesting to watch the precious metals themselves as well as the companies that mine them and clean them up are doing a whole lot better just in the last 2 to 3 weeks here.
Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk, our money talk expert. Here every month. We're going to talk a little bit about planning and year-end planning when we come back on the program. If you have any questions or comments, you can text those in at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Text that in and get your questions in for Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk. Money Talk on What's on Your Mind. Short break. Back with more of the conversation after this. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. We've got some early Black Friday specials going where you can save up to 50% with the promo code SCOTT. Remember that. Save 50% off. They have great sleepwear. Hats, outdoor wear, most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. $90 off right now. $90 off the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow's history. $29.98 is where there's sheet prices start now. So you got a lot of choices. When you go to MyPillow.com, the robes as low as $89.98. Six-piece towel set as low as $44.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And don't forget MyStore.com, that great coffee as well. That is the best. MyStore.com to get the coffee. Back with Brian Kroc, Collins and Kroc. You can call them at 235-0119, 300 North, Northern Pacific, downtown Fargo. Stop and see them. And talk about a plan. Have a conversation about a plan. That's one of the great things you guys do at Collins and Kroc, is really get folks to focus on their future and what they want their financial future to look like, and build that plan. Right, Brian?
The plan is absolutely crucial. So it used to be we didn't do as much planning back in the day when I first got in this business over 25 years ago. It was just about the markets. It was just about stocks. And people focused so much on whether they were up or down. And in the larger scheme of things, that's actually the least important part of it. You know, what people really want to know and need to know is, am I on track? You know, we've got a market right now where things are down. We've gone through a tough year. Sometimes we go through great years. And what does that mean for individuals? So we can tell them through the planning process, do you have enough money that you can retire when you want to? Or if you're already retired, how long will my money last? Do I have to worry about running out of money before I run out of days in my life? You know, those are important questions. Or what's going to be left over for my kids? You know, those are all the big questions that when you think about it really matter. That's the living part of it. And so right now, you know, people will call into our office who are existing clients and they'll say, hey, you know, there's a big down day, or where are we at for the year? You know, what's my portfolio look like right now? And we'll certainly talk about that. But now they know, they start saying, well, what has this done to my plan? And it's amazing to me where we can start to talk to somebody and maybe they saw some bad news or this down day in the market. And so they're concerned about their future. And then we pull open their plan and we give them their success rate. And a lot of times their success rate might have moved a little bit one direction or the other, but we can explain to them exactly where they're at, what they should expect. We can answer those hard questions. And it's amazing, even in a down market, their success rate generally is still in place. So what's going on this year doesn't change the fact that we've been planning for their life for the next 15, 20, 30 years. And so this is just one blip, and it's already accounted for within the plan.
Would you advise people not to, you know, overreact to a particular news cycle?
Oh, very much so. So it's easy. I mean, if you think about it, when you turn on one of those programs and they're, you know, screaming at the top of their lungs and they're talking about the end of the world and this and that, you know, we can go back to every one of those. I mean, how about Y2K? Do you remember that one?
Very well.
And that was going to be the end of the world and everything was going to shut down. You better sell your portfolios and watch out. Remember when Trump was elected, they said sell everything and people did. You know, I mean, there's headline after headline and they've all been irrelevant. I mean, you look at, you know, last week Walmart came out with their earnings report and it was fantastic. And so it doesn't matter, good news or bad, good economic cycles or bad, people still need to go buy toilet paper and margarine and all of those things. And they're doing that and they're buying it from Walmart or from a local retailer, etc. And so that's going to help those stocks to continue to do well. We want to own those high quality companies. We want to focus on their long-term plan and we don't want to worry about the headline of the day.
Last question I want to ask you about is just what people should be doing this time of year in the way of year-end planning.
Oh, yeah. It's great that we talk about it because this is the time to do that. We don't want to wait till the last day in December to try to think about that. You know, first and foremost, we're usually looking inside people's portfolios right now and saying, hey, what are we looking at for a total tax situation? So do we have big capital gains or large incomes that we need to offset by maybe harvesting some losses? If so, we want to do that. Most people are going to be in the opposite position this year. There's a lot of losses that are going to be on the books as we've exited positions or said, hey, we just want to cut losses short. And so what do we do with that? Well, maybe there's some gains. Maybe there's a stock position we've been carrying for years. This would be the year to sell that, take that gain because we can offset it against those losses and not have to pay tax on that. So that's huge. This is also that charitable time of year, especially this Thanksgiving week. It's great to be thinking about that. So, hey, are there stock positions or just cash in the portfolio that we want to do? We'll do a lot of what we call qualified charitable distributions right out of an IRA. That way the person who owns that IRA doesn't have to pay any taxes on that distribution. So, yeah, there's definitely year-end things that people should be thinking about right now.
How do folks get a hold of you and sit down and have that planning conversation?
Oh, there are so many ways, Scott. The easiest is just to give us a call, 701-235-0119. But you can check us out on LinkedIn or on Facebook for Collins and Kroc, or just go to our website, collinsandkroc.com.
235-0119, 235-0119, and collinsandkroc.com. Also, Collins with a C, Kranck with a K.
Right on. K-R-A-N-K.
Make sure they spell that correctly. All right, a great conversation as we do each and every month on Money Talk. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. And better yet, have a plan.
Have a plan.
Right? That's right. Have a plan and then stick to the plan. That's the...
kind of key. Got to have the plan to stick to it.
That's right.
There you go.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Take a break. One step closer to Thanksgiving.
Hold on. We're done.
We're done for the day.
That's it.
Back at it tomorrow.
Break.
What's on your mind? Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.